Riot police and armored vehicles restricted Gaza motorists entering Egypt to a small border crossing area today in an attempt to restore some control over the chaotic frontier, which was breached by Hamas militants earlier this week. Mark Weiss has more.
Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Abdul Ghaid said that at least 38 Egyptian security personnel have been hospitalized after being hurt in clashes with Palestinians on the border with the Gaza Strip over the last few days. Speaking on Saturday after talks with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, the foreign minister said that for now, Egyptian forces will show restraint in the face of what he called these provocations and continue to let Palestinians cross the border to stock up on essential supplies. Thousands of Gazans poured into Egypt on Saturday for the fourth consecutive day. For the first time, many used cars rather than crossing the border on foot. Palestinian militants have blown open and bulldozed the border fence between Gaza and Egypt, allowing hundreds of thousands of Palestinians to cross unhindered. The move came after Israel imposed a blockade on the Strip in response to the firing of rockets by Palestinian militants into Israel. In a separate development, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has set tough conditions for renewing dialogue with the Islamic Hamas in response to mediation efforts from Egyptian President Mubarak. Abbas said he will only talk with Hamas if it relinquishes its takeover of the Gaza Strip. A Hamas official said Abbas's comments means his Fatah party have rejected the Egyptian initiative. Mark Weiss in Jerusalem for Vatican Radio.